Shot of that. Doesn't mean forever. We are going to ask you to maybe take a look at the big wheel up here. For those of you who are up in the balcony, those of you who are reading through your opera glasses, on the big wheel tonight, we have Veronica, Jesse, the comedians, Every Day I Read the Book, I Watch You, So Like Candy, Suit of Lights, and Actually What's Happening. Spin that big wheel, spin girl, for all your work. City of Boston, Massachusetts. It always brings up mixed feelings among the audience when I mention Boston. I don't know why. And there was an august body there who decided to award a medal for lyrical excellence. They got, sorry, they didn't give it to me. I'm not that excited. And they asked the greatest minds of our time to vote in secret. We all swore a blood oath that we wouldn't reveal the machinations of our calculations. And when it came out, the votes were counted and the award was given in a tie between Leonard Cohen and Chuck. Now, Leonard Cohen walked up to the microphone wearing his gold medal. And he doffed his fedora and he said, "We are all footnotes to Chuck Berry. We are all footnotes, and like a footnote, I will be brief. Thank you, friends." I can't even begin to go down deep where he is, because if that happens, we'll hit the San Andreas fault, and then all hell will break loose. He took his place, and then it fell to me to pay tribute to Chuck Berry.
Yes.
I had brought myself, I brought my guitar, I even brought this guitar. Just one thing I forgot, I had forgotten to bring a band with me. Now, if there's anything more frightening than playing a song by Chuck Berry in front of Chuck Berry in a different time signature than he wrote it, it is forgetting to bring your band with you. The next most frightening thing is looking into the audience and seeing that the guest of honor who had come to see Chuck Honored on this very special occasion is none other than Keith Richard.
Really?
Now here in my peripheral vision, right about where these young ladies are, I have Chuck in his sales hat. He's smiling, but in a way that he's saying, "You fuck up, man." And out there is Keith. And these are two guys who have come to blows over rock and roll. And the rest is history. The rattle of my automobile, my baby's happy at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. I'm playing on the radio, window curtain, a place to go. Yeah. So I leave it with my Never, never, never send a boy to do a man's job. And we've got a big, strong, strapping fella. I'm just going to hit him one more time before he punches me. What's your name, sir?
Jesse Vidal.
Jesse, take a look at that big wheel. Is there a song in there that you would especially like to hear? You can think of a few? Okay, well, grab a hold of it. Katya will show you where to apply the grip. And spin for all you're worth. Round it goes. Round it goes. Well, stars. Go. From Mr. Hannity that I intend to miss. Take a seat there. This here song, strangely enough, also has a story attached to it. You don't mind hearing the story, do you? So our first 5 or 6 records, I don't know how many it was, were produced by the great Nick Lowe. Famous finest. And you know, one of the strange things is when I'm talking about 1978, 79, so you'll have to pardon my memory. It's a little foggy back there because I was trying to rid the world of alcohol by drinking it all. But Mr. Lowe, he married into country music royalty. He married Colleen Carter, who was June Carter's daughter. So suddenly our pal was Johnny Cash's son-in-law. And not only that, but Big John June came to England. I think it was Christmas time, maybe 78, 79. And John decided it would be a mighty jape to invite us to record All in Shepherd's Bush. This is not a part of London which is usually associated either with country music or Johnny Cash. It was a 4-story Victorian pile, terrace house. I don't know what the neighbors thought was going on in there half the time. I had knocked on the door, and I knew it was Johnny Cash the minute he opened the door, because he was all in black. And he had a belt buckle on that said JC. And in case I was in any doubt, he said, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." And we went down into the basement, and we cut a record, and it was bloody time. But he did write some good songs. So I have no idea why I told you any of that.
We're going to do one of them now.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. You think you already live to see the lights of town. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. There were lots of lost people who would cry. Bye. This is Molly.
And this is Albert. Kevin.
And you two girls are going to spin this big wheel, and we're going to have a double spin. What do you say? So have a double spin. Okay. Kathy will show you where to apply the grip.
Oh, I'm jealous, G.
spot. He says, will you please? And she says, stop. Back in the booth, this good thing that I got. Never want to hear the song you dedicated tonight. Seeing you your socks from the farm, it's much more than you. Tablets keep it all in place.
than true. A broken heart for someone like you. A little bad. Don't you know the more that life can always be an angel when things go wrong as sooner than that.
this big wheel with me and tell me whether there's a song on it that you would especially like to hear, and no prompting. All of them. She wants to hear all of them. Should we just play all of them? Okay, we'll spin it one time and see what we start with. Spin that wheel. Spin the wheel. She's not admitting it. She spun the wheel. But you know what? We are going to go one step further in the spectacular spinning software. Because tonight, at tonight's show, we have not one show business marvel, but two. And this is the moment where I get to say the magic words. Can you bring me my hammer? Because before you, the second marvel of the show is a sage.
the hammer of songs. The hammer of songs. On the hammer of songs, we have three categories. We have the hits of tomorrow. Songs so great I haven't written them yet. The second is the ladies, excuse me. I'm not saying anything. I've been down there among you, I know they're all running hands down there. And finally, the ever popular songs of sneer. Now, if you should hit that bell, you can choose anything of that spectacular space. A roll on the drums, Mr. Pete Thomas.
Suggestions? Then I feel
this way. At first, and now on a shadow. But trust me, home to be quiet about. Trust me. This girl just told me that her favorite song is this one here. It's called Slow Dragon, Josephine. We're going to do a few steps. She tells me her name is Jennifer, but for the purposes of this song, we're just going to call her Josephine. This is the sneak telltale tale. Little friend there up the stairs. Adieu, my little girl. You broke my heart in two, and now I hop the bars and send those traffic tales. She went home and began to recall. Caught in running winds. There was a man enjoying the play of the band. He took a walk in the dark with a dish from the stand. Girls in the creations, light in the brightest. All the time the dream ever falls, dancing the hesitation, walls and comes to flirtation, and temptation if the paper is the one I say, then you can do away. Josephine, Josephine, as I trade off and I see, we are back to the team. Yeah,
that mean? This is the motion picture part of the show. We're going to show some old 50s movies, and we're just going to play random music to them. Is that okay?
To the lockdown, to the gun. And I want to
left you so sure.
So sure.
You can't come back. You think I still mind?
I'm not afraid to
big old wheel, we've got one of my favourite jackpots on there. Because it's a chance to maybe just play a couple of songs we don't normally play. It's a, of course, you all know because people in Los Angeles speak fluent Cockney that Joanna is Reiner's name for piano. And that means that it is indeed the choice of Mr. Steve Nighy for the next one.
Talking in the dark.
without you. Not conversational without the sense of the occasional. Without you, I miss talking in the dark. Without you, I miss talking in the dark.
Thank you.
Miss Dixie De La Fonte.
Thank you.
brothers of the same team. Jim Paris, do you realize? You see her eyes. Though she has no sense, for all your jealousy. Ever since she still smiles, there are sleeping times within touch. We'll be right back.
of drinkers, Javi.